Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Be a 3% Man by Corey Wain is a dating and relationships guide aimed primarily at men who want a clearer understanding of attraction, courtship, and long-term partnership dynamics. Written in a direct, advice-driven style, the book argues that only a small minority of men truly understand how women think and what sustains attraction over time. Its purpose is practical rather than academic. It presents a system for meeting women, building sexual and romantic interest, transitioning from dating into commitment, and handling breakups or the possibility of re-establishing contact with an ex. The book also frames romantic success as connected to personal development, social confidence, and emotional discipline. Because of that, it fits within the self-help and relationship advice genre, but it is especially focused on male readers looking for concrete behavioral guidance rather than abstract theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book's central claim attraction is learnable, not mysterious. The title concept rests on the idea that a very small percentage of men understand the mechanics of attraction well enough to consistently succeed with women. Corey Wain presents this not as innate magic or charisma, but as a repeatable skill set built from observation, practice, and disciplined behavior. That framing matters because it shifts the reader's goal from chasing individual outcomes to learning underlying principles. Instead of treating rejection or inconsistency as random, the book encourages men to study what actually creates interest, how women respond to confidence, and why certain behaviors reduce attraction. This makes the book function as a manual for pattern recognition. Its value lies in the claim that romantic success is not mostly about looks, luck, or scripted pickup lines, but about understanding how attraction develops and declines in real interactions. Even readers who disagree with parts of the theory can see that the book is built around a coherent behavioral model rather than scattered tips. Secondly, self-improvement as the foundation for dating success. A major thread throughout the book is that external dating tactics matter less than becoming a more composed, capable, and attractive man. Corey Wain repeatedly links relationship outcomes to personal growth, emotional control, and social competence. This is important because the book does not position women as problems to solve in isolation. It argues that a man must first become someone women naturally want to be around. That includes being grounded, socially skilled, and able to lead interactions without neediness or insecurity. The practical implication is that dating advice is tied to daily habits and character, not just conversation techniques. This approach gives the book a self-help dimension that is broader than romance alone. It also helps explain why many readers value it. The advice is not only about getting dates, but about presenting oneself in a stable and attractive way that supports long-term relationship success. In that sense, the book is as much about improving masculine presence as it is about dating strategy. Thirdly, practical communication rules for building and maintaining attraction. The book places heavy emphasis on how men communicate before and during dating, arguing that attraction is affected by tone, timing, and emotional behavior as much as by words themselves. Corey Wain advises a style of interaction that is calm, playful, and non-reactive, rather than overly serious or pressured. The logic behind this is that women tend to respond better to men who create ease and fun instead of tension or interrogation. This is why the book stresses social skills, asking engaging questions and making conversations feel natural instead of scripted. It also frames over-pursuit and excessive explanation as attraction killers, since they can signal neediness. What makes this section useful is that it translates a broad idea like confidence into concrete conduct. Rather than saying be confident and leaving it vague, the book ties confidence to pacing, patience, and a willingness to let the relationship unfold without forcing outcomes. The result is a communication model centered on composure and selective effort, not manipulation or emotional performance. Fourthly, how the book handles commitment, exclusivity, and relationship maintenance beyond initial attraction, the book also addresses how to move from dating into a committed relationship and keep it healthy over time. This is one of its defining features, because many dating books focus only on first contact or seduction, while this one extends into long-term relationship maintenance. Corey Wain argues that men need to understand how to keep attraction alive after commitment begins, especially by avoiding unnecessary conflict, managing expectations, and maintaining the behaviors that originally created interest. The book also discusses getting a woman to choose commitment naturally rather than through pressure. That distinction is central to its philosophy. The relationship is supposed to emerge from sustained attraction, not negotiation or coercion. The practical benefit is that readers are given a framework for thinking about stability, tension, and emotional rhythm within a relationship. Even if some readers dispute specific prescriptions, the book stands out for treating commitment as a process that must be actively maintained, not a permanent reward once a relationship starts. Lastly, breakups, exes, and the book's emphasis on patience over chasing. Another notable dimension of the book is its advice on handling breakups and the possibility of reconnecting with an ex. Rather than encouraging emotional pressure, pleading, or repeated contact, the book promotes restraint and a focus on restoring attraction through changed behavior and patience. This fits the book's broader philosophy that attraction cannot be forced through argument or insistence. If a relationship has weakened, the solution is not to chase harder, but to understand what dynamics cause the loss of interest and whether those dynamics can be reversed. The book treats breakup recovery as part of relationship intelligence, not just emotional coping. That makes it practical for readers who want a full-cycle approach to romance, from first meeting to possible reconciliation. The emphasis on self-control is especially important here because it ties breakup advice back to the same principles used in dating: emotional discipline, non-neediness, and respect for the other person's freedom of choice. This consistency is one reason the book feels more system-oriented than many other dating guides. In conclusion, How to Be a 3% Man is best suited for men who want a structured, direct guide to attraction, dating behavior, and relationship dynamics. Readers looking for a psychology-driven, action-oriented manual will likely find it more useful than books that stay at the level of vague encouragement. Its main benefit is that it presents romance as a learnable set of habits and judgments, giving readers a framework they can test in real life. It may also appeal to those who want advice that extends beyond pickup into commitment, breakup recovery, and long-term maintenance. What differentiates it from many similar books is its all-in-one scope. It does not stop at first attraction, but follows the relationship arc from meeting to commitment to possible repair after conflict or separation. The book is also distinctive for its strong emphasis on personal discipline and calm behavior as the basis of success. Readers who prefer practical rules over theory are likely to get the most from it, even if they do not agree with every underlying assumption. If you would like to support Corey Wayne, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.